If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
Tammy told me she's getting a pig. Mm-hmm. I picture right now Kurt building a nice little, what do they call it, pig house? A hovel? Pig shack? Pig pen! Pig pen, sorry. Or in Kurt's case, a pig palace. I'm sure for your new pet pig, nothing but the best knowing your husband.
Oh, that's probably not anywhere near what we're going to do because we're talking about getting a pig to eat.
Really? You guys, are you buying? Are you going in with somebody like buying a half a pig or something?
Yes. So,
Ooh, I love that.
I know.
Fresh pork.
I know. Our neighbor Jordan and I, we're going to go in on a pig that we're getting from Wahihuna Ranch in Alpine. It's a family-run fully regenerative farm in Tehesa Valley. Beautiful place, by the way. Miles is the owner. And Miles raises animals in this way. And then you buy the animal and you can either have it butchered for you, or if you're someone who knows what they're doing, you can do the butchering. So I wanted to talk with Kurt about the fact that, is he really going to help butcher a pig?
We are.
Have you ever butchered a pig before?
I have not butchered a pig.
What have you butchered?
Well, many a fowl, various fowl. Deer.
I didn't remember if you had butchered any beef before.
No.
Obviously, Miles knows what he's doing. I know Jordan has done some butchering before. Are you more excited to learn something?
No, I don't know. We're debating on whether to have this. It's like one of the top butchers in the United States. He lives right here by us. And he does a lot of butchering. In fact, he butchered Jordan's cow. That would be nice. It's all packaged up beautifully. He knows what he's doing, like competition butcher. Dude's dances. I'd like to see that. You know, I can do it.
Just, I know that you like learning new things.
Right. It's all debatable. Cash versus time and learning, and watching this guy is a good learning experience.
That's
too
true.
You know.
So I'm confused. Does Kurt want to butcher or want the professional butcher to do his job?
He's debating because, you know, my husband, if he can learn something new, he definitely will.
I'm also confused. Are you trying to just have PETA explode right in front of you?
Well, I'm sorry. Do people go to the grocery store every day and buy beef?
Hey, listen.
There you go.
You know me. I had bacon on the side for breakfast on Saturday at Swami's. I am not bringing it up because I've got anything against eating meat. I am bringing butchering your own pig up because, haven't you seen Babe?
That'll do, pig. That'll do.
Okay, listen. Okay, don't go that direction.
Babe, I mean, come on.
You know me, John. I am an avid believer in
pissing off PETA.
I am an avid believer of organic, small, sustainable farming, and I'm...
That's fine. What does that have to do with Kurt butchering a pig?
Because that's part of it, right? If you're going to be a part of this and something that he could learn and do, and he always wants to learn something new. Plus, you know what? You're going to save a couple $100 if you're not the one, if you don't pay a butcher to do it.
But some things you just let the pros do. I mean, look, if I got a problem with my toilet, no offense, I'm calling a plumber, not Kurt.
Well, but Kurt would be able to fix it. I'm sorry, but he would.
I'm trusting the pro. Although I did see Kurt actually perform surgery on somebody at one of our vacations.
And I'm not joking. It's true.
She's like, why go to a doctor because I split my head open?
Yes.
I'll just have Kurt take out the old needle and thread and you know, patch the dome
up.
Go to a doctor, woman!
If you remember, we were in Mexico, and they needed at least $3,000 for them to even see her.
And her husband said,
yeah, let's let Kurt do it.
Good God.
And it was beautiful. He's a great stitcher.
Well, PETA, just remember. Okay, I brought up Babe.
Okay, you eat meat.
I brought up Babe, and I had a ham and rye sandwich while watching Babe. Is that twisted? I don't know. But Tammy's cousin's butchering a pig, and that's all you need to know.
Oh my
God. And Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSOS.